It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. It's guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
B-Pod Studios.
This is Felger.
Felgstradamus.
And Mass.
You're not going to get anybody half decent for free.
Presented by DraftKings on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Kyle Love says he's got a concern about whether and to what extent Cam Newton will tolerate the kind of candid coaching that Bill Belichick used to routinely provide to Tom Brady. And I remember the story of Chad Johnson being freaked out his first day with the Patriots in 2011 after the lockout when he was traded there because Belichick tore into Brady for his performance in the playoff loss the prior season to the Jets. Randy Moss went through the same thing in 2007. Belichick tears into Tom Brady. When Belichick tears into Cam Newton, I guess the first question is, will he? The second question is, if he does, how will Cam Newton deal with it? Because Kyle Love seems to think that Cam Newton was a little coddled by Ron Rivera and the Panthers coach.
Mike Florio talking about, this topic. And it's interesting. Andrew Callahan in the Herald got a great interview with Kyle Love. Kyle Love was defensive lineman?
Yeah, defensive lineman, yep.
And started his career here in New England, spent the last 5 years as Cam Newton's teammate in Carolina. And so Andrew Callahan, because Kyle Love would know, he was here and played with Cam Newton. So great perspective. And Kyle Love miraculously told it like it was. So hard to find, but told it like it was and did not give what would be considered just a rubber stamp endorsement of Cam Newton's fit in New England. Kyle Love said, quote, "This is just my opinion, but I don't feel like Cam can take the pressure of coaching talking down about his play," Love told Callahan. "If he had a bad game in Carolina, the coaching staff wouldn't say much to him because they may have felt he could be a little frail about it or maybe pout. They never really corrected to the point Bill used to correct Tom." So that's, you know, that is absolutely to me why Cam Newton wouldn't work here, is that he wouldn't be able to take the coaching. And I think that's a real issue, a real concern. And I'm not convinced that Cam Newton can take the coaching. And I'm not convinced that Cam Newton's going to be on this team. We're about to find out, Maz.
Look, there's no question. This gets back to the fit. Does it fit? And that's on the field and off. Like, does he fit what they want to do? And does his personality fit with who Bill is? So the only question I have is, Bill going to treat him the same way? Doesn't Bill know this? Like, because everyone knows it. Steve Smith was talking about Newton in the early part of Newton's career, that there was a sensitivity there. He didn't want to grow up the whole nine yards. And so I think that's always been there with Newton. So is Bill, like, if Bill's going to criticize Newton, maybe he does it in private. Maybe he calls him in and says, hey, look, here's what I saw. You tell me, like, he's got to soft pedal it. If he tries to do it the same way he's done it in the past, I don't think it's going to work.
So we'll see. I don't want Bill to change too much. What, all of a sudden he's going to coddle the superstar hyped up quarterback? Like, that's what he's going to be all of a sudden? So I don't think that, I don't really want him to do that. To me, because the best chance of success is if Cam Newton bends a little bit to the Patriots. So it's up to Cam Newton to take the coaching. I'm not into the coach bending. You know, this ain't the NBA. If it's the NBA, that, you know, I think we all sort of acknowledge that's a different deal. You have to bend to the superstar, and it is all about the player, and, you know, the coach is in a lot of ways powerless. Football's different. I don't want Bill to be that guy after he was that way with, you know, like, for all the Brady people. Boy, is that going to frustrate him that Bill Belichick busts Tom Brady's balls for 20 years to the point where Brady has to go to effing Tampa, and then Cam Newton comes in here and Bill's going to kiss his ass? Boy, that would be something.
Okay, but I'm not talking about kissing his ass or taking the coaching. I'm talking about just the delivery of it. Like, Bill's going to criticize him, but the delivery, I don't think he's going to be able to deliver it the same way he did with Brady. So, look, and again, you know this better than I. Was he all over Brady from day one?
No, probably in the early going. You know, Brady, he was the apple of Bill's eye that first year. He was like Stid, you know, or Garoppolo. Like, that's how they felt about young Brady at that time. But, yeah, so early on he was easy on Brady, probably.
Okay, so I just – and when we say easy, it doesn't mean he didn't want him to be a good player or didn't coach him. It just means right. That the message and the delivery was softer. And so I just think with Newton, that's the way it's going to be. And other players might see through it, but I'd be willing to bet he's been with that like that with other guys at the beginning. So, now if Newton starts to slack off or he sees Newton, you know, not putting in the effort or the work, well, then it's, you know, all systems go. I mean, he will launch on the guy if that happens. But I just don't think it's realistic to think that he's going to, in a meeting, Mike, Cam Newton just got here, has no relationship with Bill really per se. He's going to undress him the way he would undress Brady? I have a hard time believing Bill will do it that way.
Okay. And didn't we always believe that he was able to do that with Tom Brady because Tom Brady knew that was part of the deal?
Yeah.
Like he accepted it because he knew it was generally good for the team?
And I gave Brady tremendous credit for that hook over the balance of his career. In fact, I think that's one of the great things you could say about Brady, that he stood there and took that from Bill for longer than any other quarterback I know of. I just expected him to do it for the rest of his career and end his career here and, you know, just put up with it for 19 years. Why wouldn't he do it for 20? But there's no way Aaron Rodgers would have stuck around that long if Bill, you know, treated him the same way, or Ben Roethlisberger, or, you know, these prima donnas. There's no way those guys would have stuck around and took that. You think a Manning, you think Peyton Manning would have taken that coaching and go crying to daddy? You'd have Archie calling the office. So I think Brady deserves credit for taking that coaching. I just think that works. I mean, Cam Newton's going to have to take some coaching. He's going to have to be told that he's doing it wrong, and he's going to have to correct it. And let's just see how he does it. Love did say that I've heard that Belichick has changed since I was there. He's kind of opened up a little bit, relaxed more, and isn't as strict as when I played. So the whole chill Bill thing. Another quote from Love. He says, "My fear is, can Cam fit in their box? Because I want Cam to win. I want Cam to be successful. I want to see him win games and even championships because I love that dude. I just hope he can do that within the guidelines of what Bill wants." You have a thought there, Maz? I hear you breathing heavy.
No, sorry, because I just turned my mic back on. No, look, again, I come back to the whole sort of, are they even close to being on the same page? And they come at it from such different directions. And I'm talking about Bill and Newton now. And also Brady and Newton. Because Brady fully bought in. It's a huge adjustment for Newton. I'm not sure people realize how big an adjustment it is.
Just watch again. Watch the sit down with Odell Beckham at that table. Just watch that for 30 seconds. And you tell me that that's a fit in New England? A guy who talks about himself like that, who carries that kind of opinion of himself, who talks about, when I got the call for the Patriots, I thought about how's Bill going to mesh with me? Like, that is not how they draw it up. So they both are going to have to bend. They're both going to have to adjust. But on paper, that is not exactly the profile of the kind of player they've gone after in the past. Let's grab a few more phones here. Tom and Quincy, still on line two there, Jimmy? Go ahead, Tommy. You're up next with Felgram Mass. Hi, Tom.
Hi, boys. How you doing? Listen, I go back to Johnny Unitas, Charlie Connolly, and my name, Y.A. Kittle. To me, Tom Brady's the greatest quarterback I ever saw. The most talented quarterback I ever saw is Aaron Rodgers. He's got all the tools. But if Aaron Rodgers played with that overrated bum, Mo Belichick, I'm telling you, he wouldn't win any Super Bowls with Belichick. Tom Brady's the greatest quarterback in the world. And Tom Brady made his receivers great, too.
Okay, Tom, I appreciate the call. Until the end. He couldn't take the coaching at the end. He didn't like his receivers at the end. He didn't trust his receivers. He didn't put in the work with the receivers. And he sort of reverted to what Aaron Rodgers is or what those other guys. He's still not as bad. Still not as bad as Aaron Rodgers. But that's what Brady evolved into here. And let's see what it's like in Tampa. Feels to me like he's back to being the first guy on the field, the last guy off the field, working with his teammates, you know, the whole thing. Feels like he's back, which is great. That's when he's the greatest player of all time. Jimmy, because I don't have the call screen in front of me, is Nick and Southie still on the line? If he is, pop him up. Nick and Southie, you're next with Felger Mass. Hi, Nick.
Yeah, hi. How's it going? You know, you guys ever heard of the term, you know, Karen or being a Karen? You know, just miserable, grotchety, always complaining about everything.
Works
you
on
know,
Nessun.
Obviously, that's who you, that's who you guys kind of are with Cam Newton right now. He's mentioned earlier how, you know, the social media, he's making posts about, like, being ready for the season. That was a problem. Now, some scrub, Kyle Love, who used to play with the Patriots and the Panthers, is saying he doesn't think it works. Mike Florio, whenever he talks and wants the toothpicks in my ears, you're taking his word for it. What makes you think that if Belichick coaches him hard, that he is going to have a problem? I mean, he's never really had problems with coaches in the past. Yeah, he's a big personality, but the guy's on a one-year contract to prove it. You think because Belichick is mean to him that he's going to shut down and just, you know, not want to play? Like, that's not the case at all. Give the guy a chance. He's an MVP guy when he's healthy. Give the guy a chance, for Christ's sake, before we start jumping down his throat.
Call Kyle Love.
It didn't pass by me the fact that you guys really respect the opinion of the guy who craps all over Cam Newton. Like, I'm sure you've had many opinions you dismissed as nothing, but this guy comes out and he's like, oh, Cam Newton might not work out here. And you guys are like, yeah, there's an opinion we can trust. There's an opinion we can really respect.
Wait a minute, though. Why is saying that Cam Newton might not be able to function in the Patriots structure, why is that criticizing Cam Newton? Why isn't that just an observation of how the Patriots have built an operation and how Cam Newton generally has been as a player? There's a lot of guys.
I tell you
that Gronk had a hard time functioning in this operation.
I consider it a criticism.
I know you do. I mean, and if you didn't consider exactly what he said a criticism, you certainly took an extra step to make sure that you got to use your favorite phrase that maybe Cam Newton can't hack it. So
Maybe he can't. If I'm going to criticize Tom Brady for not being able to take the coaching, I'll criticize Cam Newton for not taking the coaching. I'm consistent. I feel like I'm the only one who's consistent about it. And I praise those guys when they take the coaching. I criticize them when they don't. It feels very, very simple to me. It's not about what uniform they wear or what color they are or anything like that. You take the coaching, you take the coaching. If you don't, if you don't take this coaching, right? Like the greatest coach ever who's had the most success ever, I would take that coaching. I would take, if it's some bozo as your head coach, you know, then I get it. Then you don't have to take that coaching. But the whole thing here, the whole reason you're here, the whole reason they win is not the whole reason, but a big part of it is his coaching. So take the coaching and win, and I'll respect you for it. And if you don't, I'll criticize you. It's really not that difficult.
What if Bill cuts the reins on him a little bit and they win?
What if Bill, you know, I mean, I'll give him credit for winning, I suppose. I sort of like it the other way.
Okay, but again,
it's a style thing then too, just a results thing.
I mean, a little bit.
Okay, so to me, it's about the results. I mean, that's what the coaching is. Like, that's how I look at it. I look at it and say, whatever it takes to win is what you do. And so within the rules, I mean, we don't want to videotape the other sideline or anything like that.
Hasn't really been a problem.
We don't want to go that far. I mean, then you cost yourself, you know, the equivalent of like a full draft for crying out loud in the long run. But I would say if Bill is not smart enough to realize that to get the best out of Cam Newton, he can't treat him the same way as Tom Brady, then he shouldn't have signed him in the first place.
Okay, but he kind of drove Tom Brady out of here too with the same stuff. He didn't lay off on Tom Brady to Brady's satisfaction. He kept riding him. He kept giving him the hard coaching. That's one of the reasons why you lost him. So, and as I've said earlier in the show, I'm kind of okay with that. I think when you turn the team over to the star player in that sport, you're asking for trouble. Asking for big trouble.
Okay, it's not about turning the team over to him. It's about doing what's best for the team. So I just think that there's a line there for Bill, Mike. Okay, Bill always says he does everything about what's in the best interest of the football team. If it's in the best interest of the football team, and I'm not saying treat him like a baby and let the quarterback run the team. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying that there's a gray area there in between. And if it's in the best interest of the football team to treat Cam Newton differently than he treated Tom Brady, then shouldn't he do that?
Okay, sure. But should he have done that for Brady then? Should he have traded Tom Brady differently than he did in the past? Because that's what would have been better for the team.
Well, then he did at the end, probably a little bit. But I would still say that it worked with Brady for 20 years, and then Brady changed. So it's not like it didn't work with Brady at any time. Cam Newton is here out of the gate. I would like to think that Bill knows he's going to have to adapt to the quarterback's personality.
All right, let's pick this up on the other side with your calls. Don't go anywhere. It's Felger and Mass here on 98.5 The Sports Hub and the simulcast on NBC Sports Boston, brought to you by DraftKings.
Felger and Mass.
Sports. Boston's home for sports. 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline, ma.org, or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Who doesn't know Felger and Mass?
Michael Felger, I don't know from a can of paint at all.
Felger and Mass, 98.5, The Sports Hub.
Yeah, well, I think that's the sentiment around the NFL, is that he was, you know, in Carolina. That he was the first pick of the draft. He's super talented. You know, he won some games single-handedly, you know, with his pure ability. And, yeah, at most places, what that tends to lead to is a guy kind of becoming the king of that team, for lack of a better way to put it. You know, oh, hey, man, he shows up on Sunday. He's ready to go, blah, 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 right? You know, so then, yes, you know, naturally from there, when you're one of your best players, coaches, the organization, they're very sensitive into making sure that player feels good on a daily basis. And that's my biggest concern up in New England. You know, Kyle Love, he was in New England when I was there. He's a very smart defensive player, cerebral that way, your typical New England guy. But, you know, and he's got good perspective here. This was my biggest concern. Something I kind of discussed on my podcast right when Cam Newton was signed with New England, Mike, is just, you know, I've said it's 80% boom, 20% bust. And my bust factor was, yes, can he handle the everyday, you know, rigors of the NFL with the New England Patriots? And that is, yes, nobody being a cheerleader for you, and you make a 20-yard out throw and they just go, you know, good, hey, good throw, Cam. It's not like, all right, way to go. Oh, hey, whoa, did you see that throw, everybody? It's not going to be none of that. You know, when you mess up, it's going to be pointed out in front of the whole team, and there's going to be some constructive criticism that goes with that. I don't think he's going to cuss out Cam Newton like he did Brady quite yet. He's probably going to get to know the guy, but between that and just the attention to detail and the humbleness and do your job and on to the next play, that is my question. Can Cam Newton handle that day after day after day?
That's Chris Sims. And Hook, put another way, Chris Sims is wondering, can Cam Newton hack it? Simple as that. Let's go back to the calls. Here's Glenn in Grafton. He's up next with Felger, Maz, and Hook. Hi, Glenn.
Hi. I'm not thanking you for taking my call. Hey, Belichick is nothing without Brady, all right? He got fired in Cleveland. He did nothing with Bledsoe. Brady takes over the team. A couple Super Bowls later, now Belichick is being referred to as the greatest coach of all time. What the hell is so hard to figure out? Yeah, he won 11 games with Matt Castle. Big deal. He didn't make the playoffs. He was that great of a coach. He would have won that extra game to get him into the playoffs. That's it. Belichick, it's ridiculous. Brady owes his career to nobody but Brady.
Okay, let's find out, Glenn. That's why this season is going to be so fascinating. Bill Belichick, he says, is nothing without Tom Brady. Let's find out. Let's find out what he is without Tom Brady. Hook, what do you think Belichick is without Tom Brady?
I think that this is one of the, and I understand we're on sports radio, I think the entire debate of who is more responsible, Belichick or Brady, is patently ridiculous. You can't separate the two of them, and they both needed each other.
Headed into this season,
I absolutely think that Tom Brady is going to have a better season than Bill Belichick, and that's Tom Brady at, 500 years old versus Bill Belichick, whose age doesn't matter when it comes to coaching, and Tom Brady will still have the better season.
Do you think Belichick will have success without Tom Brady?
Define success. Do I think he's a Super Bowl contender? Absolutely not.
Okay,
the Patriots? No.
Maybe not this team this year, but it's just a generic question. Because the caller said he's nothing without Tom Brady.
No, he's not nothing without Tom Brady. That's ridiculous. It's ridiculous to say and either of them is nothing without the other.
Okay, thank you. I think Bill's still going to have a lot of success. Are you chuckling at something there, Miss?
I am, yeah, because I think Bill would be fine if he had Garoppolo. That's why I'm chuckling. They had the guy, Mike. Yeah, they had the guy.
Zach and Milford. Go ahead, Zach. Zachary and Milford, you're up next. Hi.
Michael, your precious little Bruins team. Obviously, Maz's Red Sox have given up, gutless organization. The Bruins were the number one team in the NHL going into this lockout. Since they started, they are near the bottom. I mean, they're starting slow, no scoring, Tuca, cough, cough. Yeah, I hit the button, red alerts come up. Michael, you keep saying, let them get going. They don't have enough time to get going, Mike. I mean, where do you see success coming from them? What do you define successful season for them from here on out?
Oh, Zach, thanks for the call. And we'll circle back to the Bruins in the final hour. We spent the first hour hammering them, and we'll spend the 5 o'clock hour hammering them. Oh, I think they're in a lot of trouble, and I think they deserve a lot of criticism for not – they have such a great edge all season long. From the first game to the time the pandemic hit, they were just a focused, motivated group. And 4 months later, I feel like they've lost it. I feel like they've just sort of lost who they are and who they were. And – Why did that happen? And I'm not going to give him a break on that. But again, we'll be more of that in the 5 o'clock hour. Let's grab Kevin in Cambridge. Go ahead, Kevin. You're up next with Felger and Mez.
Yes, hi. I wanted to make a couple comments. The first was about Belichick and being in Cleveland. I believe that had he had the time, he would have been more successful. When you look at the coaching staff he had there, look what they're doing now. Second comment is about the coachability of Cam Newton. I think that is a bit questionable. At the same time, not to compare the two teams, but the Dallas Cowboys of the early 90s with Jimmy Johnson and the way he treated his star players, and he admitted that he treated them differently. I think if Belichick treats players differently, I don't think that's any problem. You got to do what you got to do to get these guys to play.
Kevin, thanks for the call. I appreciate it. I'm glad you brought up the Cowboys because you can do it different ways and win. But I consider, you know how I feel about the Cowboys, that 90s Cowboys team, Maz. I think they underachieved.
Yeah, they should have won more.
I mean, that was...
It didn't last as long as it should have.
What a wagon. What a wagon that team was. And maybe the most talented team of our lifetime.
They were loaded. There's no two ways about it. They were loaded.
And then they're adding, like, Deion Sanders to, like, those years. I mean, they were just an obscene amount of talent that was really about a 4 or 5 year run. So I don't know if they needed to win more. Like, 3 titles is, it's hard to ask for more than that. But that team, that should have been a team of the decade kind of thing. And they were a team of a half decade. And because there wasn't the institutional control. The players ran the place. It was way too loose of an environment. And it couldn't sustain it. And I think that's a good lesson. The reason it's sustained here is because of Bill's style. Okay? The heights at which they've reached inside of that is a multitude of factors, Brady being the biggest factor. But I think the single reason why it's gone on this long is because of Belichick's approach. Like, that's how you get that done for 20 years.
Well, it was discipline.
Discipline. Yeah.
Sorry. I think Brady's even a big part of that. So, look, you know how I feel about the Brady versus Belichick argument, and unlike Marshall, I actually pick a side. So I lean towards the quarterback on that one. I think that Brady is the one that puts him over the top. So the reason Bill's system worked for 20 years is because the quarterback bought into it. Once he stopped buying in, now we're going to find out.
Now we're going to find out. I love the now we're going to find out part. I love it. I love it. That's the best part of the season. I can't wait for it. Paul in the car. Go ahead quickly before the update here. You're up next.
Hey there.
Hi, Paul. You're up.
Hey there. You gotta think I'm smoking crack here, but I'm trying to stick with the theme of 2020 and imagine the craziest thing I can. Pats win the Super Bowl. Cam Newton, obviously, he's going to have to leave for a big contract. Brady has a disappointing year overall. What do you think about this? Stidham to Tampa Bay.
No.
Brady
Thanks
comes
for the call.
Back.
Appreciate it. Thanks for the call. If we had a blow-up button, we'd be hit that mess. Just go ahead.
Oh, God, please stop. Okay, so again, yeah, here's what's going to happen. Now, look, just the last time that came up, someone said that they'd bring back Jimmy G, and they weren't that far off.
Yeah, it almost happened.
But I will tell you, I think there's zero chance of that ever happening. I'll even say this. I wouldn't trade Stidham. If Stidham is any good, I wouldn't trade him to bring Brady back.
You wouldn't trade Stidham for Brady?
I said if Stidham's any good.
I love it.
I wouldn't. This is the same logic I had for, you know, the whole Andrew Luck mentality years ago. I'll take the 10 years over the 1 year, right? They'd be on dumb 10 to 2 show. I get that where that whole thing came from. So I know where the whole thing was. I'm telling you, if after the season, now I'm going to trade a 24-year-old Jarrett Stidham or whatever the hell he is, if he's any good, for a 44-year-old Tom Brady? Oh, go to hell. I'm not doing that.
They have the guy, Mike. They have the guy. we'll continue with your thoughts on this the whole rest of the day. I do want to interject just a quick Red Sox thought, a quick Celtics thought. We'll do that next after the update. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Beyond Dumb 10-2 show right here.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. It's guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using the promo code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
You listen sometimes because you agree.
I agree with Matt.
And sometimes because deep down you like the pain.
Pulling each other's shirts off and licking each other's faces.
Felger and Mass, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Vasquez, Pilar, Bradley loading them up.
Got him.
And that is in there for strike three, and that will do it. The base is left loaded. Benintendi's problems continue. Now 2-for-29. And Tampa Bay adds to the Red Sox woes of 5-1 Rays victory here in game number one.
All right, Hook, we are negative, but we're not that negative. That was a mistake. We meant to play last night's final call. But wouldn't it be just like us for the Red Sox to win last night and to say, screw it, let's go back and play the game losing call from two nights before because we'd rather bash them?
Absolutely, yeah. We didn't notice that they won.
It's like, we're going to ignore the fact that they won and just focus on the loss in the 2-for-29. We meant to play the winning out from last night, but be that as it may, Red Sox Minute coming your way right now. My thought is Martin Perez, important guy for Heim Bloom. I am dubious on Heim Bloom. I never liked the hire. I don't like the profile of the modern baseball executive. We've been over this a million times. The nerdification of baseball, I just don't like it. I think Heim Bloom represents is just a cookie-cutter clone of so many of these new-age baseball nerd executives. I'm just not into him. I'm not into the hire, and I don't know if he's done a good job or not yet this year. So I think Heim Bloom needs a hit, Maz. He needs to have one of his moves work out where we can look at him and say he can pick players. He knows what he's doing. And I haven't seen it yet, and that's why Martin Perez, who's now 2-1 with a 3-4 ERA and pitched a five-inning shutout last night, if he can get Martin Perez to perform, I think he instills some confidence. Heim Bloom needs it.
Oh, no, quite. Look, Martin Perez has a better ERA than Nathan Eovaldi does. I mean, think of it in those terms. And so, you know, the last two for Perez have been what I would call functional, pretty good starts. I mean, they've been all right.
Professional.
And what what qualifies as a functional start in this era. I mean, I don't think he's gone six innings in either one, but needless to say, that doesn't matter anymore. ERA's 3.5. They've won two of those three starts. They're 4-2, by the way, when Eovaldi or Perez start, and 0-6 when anyone else is on the mound, which tells you plenty about the team. But yeah, Perez is an important guy. And look, I think I said this to you yesterday. If Eovaldi keeps going well and Perez gets hot, they could, in theory, play their way back into it.
You bet. You only need two pitchers. And in terms of this, I also think it's important for them to play Verdugo. Play Verdugo. You know, he's playing better than Benintendi to begin with. I mean, it's not even close. Everyone's playing better than Andrew Benintendi, but it's see if you got something from the Dodgers. See if you got something from Mookie Betts. See what, you know, once again, I'm sure the Dodgers handed Heim Bloom a list of players. And, you know, like the poo-poo platter, like you always talk about. Take one from that group, one from that group, one from that group. Let's see if Heim Bloom picked the right guys. So, to me, I'm assessing Bloom in this early going. And if Perez or Verdugo, one of these guys pans out and is a player and a contributor for him, some confidence will be instilled. Hook, you got 30 seconds on your Red Sox. How do you feel about your baseball team? Do you hate them like poison?
I do. I'll still watch them on TV, unlike some other people, but I do hate this team so, so much. They didn't even try. They didn't try. Like, all they needed, nobody had any expectation of them to be anything this year. So really, all Heim Bloom needed to do was be just mediocre enough to put some distance between them and Baltimore, and they have failed gloriously at that. Nobody was going to care about this season of the Red Sox, this 60-game season of the Red Sox. Nobody was going to care or remember it, but they will now because they're going to end up being so historically bad that people are going, they're going to have a stink on them for a while based off this season.
Okay, there's your Red Sox Minute. Did you enjoy it? You can weigh in on that. We'll give you a Celtics Minute coming up next as well. They are now a team to be feared, Maz. I don't know if you knew this.
Oh, yeah, no, really, I'm shaking.
No, they have now put the league on notice, and guess who actually got into the basketball game? We'll weigh in on that coming up next in our long commercial-free segment. We'll get back to ripping the Bruins in the 5 o'clock hour. You can weigh in on the Brady stuff, the Newton stuff at 617-779-0985. A lot to get to, and we'll begin right after these words.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. It's guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Spring. Field.
Doing what they do best.
Now talk about soap opera.
Wilder Mass on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Entry to Robert Williams, misses the first shot. Rebound comes right back down to him, and he lays it back up and in. 110-79.
Had a small man on, and Marcus just put the ball up where only he could get it, then lays it up softly.
110-79.
So that's a Time Lord highlight. I didn't even really mention him. But the hype train has begun. Hype train has begun on the Celtics and one Robert Williams. And we wondered just yesterday, where the hell has this guy been? I'm so sick of hearing about Time Lord and the Robert Williams hype train. And he's barely playing. And then last night he plays and probably has the best night of his career. And the Celtics roll over the Nets there down in the bubble, which led to this headline on NBC Sports Boston. Again, team broadcasters, Celtics own a piece of us. So it's like, we're not exactly objective on this, but you tell me if you think this is a little much.
Uh-huh.
After a blowout win over the Nets at the bubble in Orlando. Headline, Celtics put league Raptors on notice. Subhead, the Celtics' dominant win over the Nets on Wednesday night wasn't just any win. It was a warning shot to the Toronto Raptors and the rest of the league. Is that a little much, Mass?
A little. It's embarrassing, frankly, embarrassing. So I don't know who, you know, again, I understand there's a business partnership there and everything. That's a freaking joke. So what are we going to just ignore? The games against Milwaukee and Portland? Portland, by the way, who's very mediocre itself. But we're going to ignore those games and then they win one and we say everyone's on notice? So should we have written them off after those first two games?
No. On notice. The Toronto Raptors are now shaking in their boots, Mass, because the Celtics cleaned up on the Brooklyn Nets.
Let me ask you this question. What's Brooklyn's record?
Oh, if I had to guess, they were 10 games under 500.
Okay, they're going into last night 32-35. But they're sub-500. It's a losing team. Here's the other thing. And this is really what you should be alarmed with as it pertains to the Celtics, because I think I heard this during the Portland game, or maybe it was the Milwaukee game. Don't they have a losing record against playoff teams?
The Celtics do, yeah.
Okay, or something of the like. So this is exactly who they have been thus far. And again, I give them a puncher's chance in the playoffs. I don't think they're going to win the championship. But hell, you never know. Everything's different now in this year. So, but the reality is, when you look at it, they wallop bad teams because they have more talent than the bad teams. They wallop them. And in this case, they got, 149 last night, I think was the final number. Seven guys in double figures, destroyed them. Then they play a good team and lose. So this is kind of where they are. They're in that netherworld of the NBA, on the high end of it. And I'm not minimizing what they are because they're a good team, okay? But they're not championship caliber. And the idea that everyone is put on notice after a win over the Nets, frankly, it is. It's laughable is what it is. It's an embarrassing headline. NBC Sports Boston should be embarrassed by that.
Shame. I'm serious. But that's not when it comes to the Celtics, NBC Sports Boston is kind of shameless.
Well, maybe the notice was, we're putting you on notice that if we play a really bad team, we can beat them. I mean, to be fair, the headline doesn't say what the notice precisely is.
Correct. They could be laid on their electric belt, too. I mean, yeah. you just don't know what's on notice. But I think the point is, watch out. Here we come after easily beating a Brooklyn Net team that is barely NBA quality right now. I know they're three games under 500, but that's when Kyrie Irving played at least some of those games. And, you know, they have no DeAndre Jordan, no Kyrie. They have nobody. It's like a G League team.
They're better relative to the competition than the Red Sox are, but that's
fine.
Neither here nor there.
Meanwhile, Robert Williams, so again, the hype train on this guy, career best 18 points, 7-7 shooting, 5 rebounds, 3 blocks, 2 assists, and a steal. He was plus 21 in over 19 minutes of floor time, which leads to the email of the day. The email begins, Felger, secret weapon, Time Lord.
I know who sent this. Go ahead.
That's all, he says. That's the email. P.S. I want to thank you for demanding Stevens to use his flippin' most valuable player in the first segment of yesterday's show. He obviously is a regular listener to the program. PPS, you had it right. I said Robert Williams would be more impactful to the Celtics than Anthony Davis to the Lakers in the next two seasons. All caps. If the coach effing plays him 25 to 30 minutes a night, he will become Defensive Player of the Year and the next Hakeem Olajuwon. Have a great show today. Hugs, kisses, XOXO, Mason, Susan.
Which I knew. And I would argue, by the way, that he's actually had a better game. They had a game down in San Antonio earlier in the year where Williams scored, had like six blocks. Do you remember that? He was great in that game. In that game, he actually played against a half-decent team. Although, you know, not that the Spurs are world beaters, but nonetheless. So, look, I'll tell you what I liked about Williams. And you're going to laugh because you give me grief for this. He made all his free throws. He made them all. He made four. And so that's not a small thing for him, because if he's going to be around the basket late in games, he's going to get fouled. And he's got to make them if he wants to play in the fourth quarter. So that to me is a good sign. But really, the fact that he got to play only on the second of back-to-back games, on the second night of back-to-backs against a bad team, what does that tell you about how they perceive him?
The whole thing, though, like it was a B-side game. I think Tatum played 18 minutes. Kemba Walker didn't play. And it's like Ojale got big minutes. What's his face?
Langford.
Langford got huge minutes. Wanamaker is what I meant to say. Wanamaker got big minutes. And so it was a B-side game. So wait, how can you put the league on notice when it's the guys who aren't going to be playing who scripted the blowout? That's one, you know.
Yeah, they go eight deep.
Oh, my God, please. So what? Now the league's on notice because in a B-side game that the backups beat the other team's fringe NBA players? That's the most absurd thing I've ever heard. And then that's the night the Time Lord goes off. And I got to hear this from Mason Souza that we got the next Hakeem the Dream. It's just, you Celtics people are so cute. I'm telling you, it is just a cute, cute group. But while I rag on Time Lord, I like that player. Like what Scal would call the rim running big.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I like that player. I think they need that player. I think Stevens, I don't think he fits what they do because they want all five guys to be able to shoot and be able to shoot threes. That's why like stiffs like Daniel Tyson, these guys are, you know, they shoot threes. A lot of teams, you know, feel this way. They don't want a wasted offensive threat. And he's got some offensive game, but I think they're reticent to play him. But my issue is that Time Lord can't stay healthy or show up on time or just be there. If that's what the kind of player he is, play him, love him. I'll say nothing bad about him. He's just never there. So why do I have to keep listening and reading about a guy who's never freaking there? And after that San Antonio game, I think he came up with like a sore foot or something the next day and was out for the next month or something, Mass. I mean, that's just what he does. That's been the story of his whole career.
Well, look, he's not reliable. I mean, really, that's what you're getting at. And here's the other thing. I was watching him for, you know, a brief time. I was watching him closely in that game last night. I don't think he has a clue on defense as to where he's supposed to be or what he's supposed to do. Now, look, the athleticism, the shot-blocking ability, again, he's got really long arms. So he's 6'9". He plays something closer to like 6'11", okay, because he's just got that kind of wingspan. So there are a lot of shots that get blocked, but is he ever like, you know, he's so often in the wrong place, it seems to me, that, and he's behind plays that he misses opportunities to have an impact defensively. That, you know, on plays that he should. Like, it's deceiving because you see the highlights with him, but half the time he's not even in the right place.
Okay. We want to reset our Bruin slots, and then we'll go to your phones for the whole rest of the show. So reset Bruin slots coming your way after Marshall Hook's update. It takes 90 seconds. There are no commercials, so don't go anywhere.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. It's guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using the promo code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield. Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. HelplineMA.org.